as you continue to relax, finding yourself in a wonderfully relaxing position, a place where you can be undisturbed for just a little while, a place where you're free to simply let go. Simply close your eyes down now if you haven't already. Take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, send a wave of relaxation out across your body from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And let's do that one more time. Nice deep breath in. And another wave of relaxation. Just relaxing you further and further down. That's good. That's good. Another thing about relaxation is that there is no bottom to it. There's no place where you need to stop. So let's continue to relax even more. And send another wave of relaxation. And just feel every muscle, every nerve, every fiber release and just let go. Letting go deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. Simply allow yourself to relax. Simply enjoy the comfort and the peace of this moment. There's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. Not right now. So right now is your time. Just your time to really relax. And really let go. Simply allow yourself a moment of absolute tranquility. A moment where you can allow all the sounds around you to simply fade into the distance. Allow the sounds of your own mind to simply fade into the distance. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper until it's just you and you're breathing. Breathing in. Breathing out. Simply focusing on your breathing. Allowing everything else to simply fade away. Fading away as you allow yourself to go deeper. And deeper. Relaxing every muscle. Every nerve. Every fiber, and really let go, and really let go. As you continue to relax, relaxing deeper and deeper with every gentle breath, simply find yourself now at the top of a set of stairs. Now at the top of the set of stairs is where you're at, looking down at the bottom of the stairs. You can see it's a wonderful, relaxing existence. Relaxing marvelously and wonderful once you've reached all the way at the bottom of the stairs. And I'm going to help you to find your way there. And what I'll do is simply this. In a moment, I'll ask you to begin walking downstairs. And as you do, I'll count from 10 down to 1. By the time I reach 1, you should be at the bottom of the stairs, very peaceful and very relaxed. And now as I begin counting, begin allowing yourself to just drift deeper and deeper, walking downstairs at 10. And 9, and really relax. 7 and really let go. That's good. Going further and further down. Further and further down at 6 and 5. Way down. About halfway down now. Continuing to relax with each and every halfway down now, sinking even deeper and deeper. Relax. And 4 and 3 and really let go. That's good. 3, 2, almost there. Almost there now. 1 and way down. Really let go. Let go and just feel every muscle relax from the top of your head all the way down your body, across your shoulders, down your spine, past your hips, past your thighs and your legs, down through your ankles and all the way down to the soles of your feet and the tips of your toes. Just really let go. That's good. That's good. And even though you're in a much more relaxed and deep state now than you were when we began, there's still another level. Another level into nice deep trance that I'd like you to get to. It's the place where you want to go. It's a place where all of your possibilities, it's your own place of possibilities, a place where anything you want can be imagined, can take place. And now you're so relaxed, feeling so comfortable, peaceful, tranquil and at ease. From this point, I wouldn't ask you to walk anywhere. I wouldn't ask you to walk, and even so much as to lift a foot to go deeper. Oh, at this point, there's an escalator. An escalator that you're standing in front of. Just see yourself standing in front of an escalator, getting ready to carry you down to the deep levels of relaxation. Knowing that as soon as you've reached the bottom, you'll be in a wonderfully relaxed, deeply comfortable and hypnotized place. A place where you surrender to your own place of possibilities, where anything you can imagine become your reality. A wonderful place. A place of your own design. I'm looking forward to that even now, stepping onto the escalator. It's there to carry you easily, effortlessly, further and further down. Is beginning to descend deeper and deeper now at 10 and 9, way down. At 8 and 7, relaxing further, more deeply, more peacefully. 6 and 5, halfway there now. Halfway there, 4 and 3, so tranquil, so peaceful, so very comfortable. Now all the way down, 2, 1, way down, and really let go, and really let go. Now there's an amazing truism. It's true for all people. And that's simply this. That the more often you do a thing, the better and better at it you become. It's true in life, it's true for all people, and it's also true for hypnosis. The more you practice, the more you allow yourself to simply relax, the better and better at relaxing you become. So the next time that you wish to go through hypnosis, either with me, or somebody else, or even on your own in self-hypnosis, you'll find that this wonderfully relaxing deep level, this deep level is where you'll simply find yourself easily, effortlessly, instantly slipping right into any time you know that it's safe and appropriate time for you to go into hypnosis. You won't have to worry about it or try for it. Simply be there. Easy, effortless, even instant. As soon as you know it's a safe and appropriate time for you to do so, simply close your eyes, take a nice deep breath, the lights go out, and you're in a nice, wonderful, deep state of hypnosis. Even deeper now. That's good. That's very good. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing further and further with each and every gentle breath. As you breathe in nice fresh oxygen. And as you breathe out, all the tensions of the day melt away. Down through your body. Your mind releasing thought, releasing tension, the slightest apprehension or stress, wherever it may be. It's instantly and immediately released and melted right down through your body. It feels as though you're actually releasing it down through the soles of your feet. Way down. And really let go. That's good. Even deeper. Very good. Continue to relax. Relaxing more and more. Always relaxing even deeper. Even deeper now. And now, as you continue to relax, deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, always drifting deeper and deeper with the sound of my voice, allowing yourself to simply let go, to relax, to drift even deeper. Even deeper now. During this time, I'd like you to become aware of a few things. Things that you may have somehow allowed to slip by. Things that may have begun to take place over an extended period of time. And at first, it probably didn't seem like any big deal. But it's slowly begun to lock you up, to hold you as a prisoner, and to keep you from being able to enjoy the full joy, the full measure of rich joy that you should be able to have in your life. You see, living joyfully is so important. It's so important to all of us to be able to simply enjoy and express peace, happiness, contentedness. These issues, these feelings are deep set in us. We strive for them. We want them. And we want to make certain that we're able to continue enjoying them. Enjoying them fully and completely throughout our everyday life. All the time. I'm not suggesting that every day is rose-colored and smells like a bowl of cherries. I'm talking about that typical, everyday hope for the day ahead. Peace and contentedness with where you are as a person, where you are in your journey, and where you are in relation with your family, those people that are close to you. That's what I'm talking about, is your typical, contented, natural, satisfied feelings. Those feelings that allow you to listen, experience real joy. Experience the full joy of everything you do. Whether it's something as simple as going out for a walk in the park with your family, or something as complex, and yet, in essence, just as simple as enjoying a holiday with somebody that you're close to. Those simple joys, the ones that get robbed from us, they get robbed when we allow feelings of worry, of inadequacy, of anxiety, concern, that somehow things aren't going to go right. Somehow something's going to happen and we won't be able to do anything about it. But I'm here to tell you, you earned, you are already capable of experiencing that deep, fulfilling joy each and every day. You've earned it. You're awake, you're alive, you have pulse, you have feelings, you have emotions. You are in a position to experience the happier, more fulfilling and satisfying emotions of joy, peace, contentedness, satisfaction, confidence, strength. These are already amongst your existing emotions that you are allowed to experience fully, enjoy completely and totally in every way, during any situation, at any time. You see, there truly is nothing that's allowed to rob you of your joy. Feelings like worry, concern. These things all start with a thought. A mere thought that robs you of all the rest of the full experience that you're allowed to, you should be allowed to enjoy. A mere thought. What if something goes wrong? What if something happens beyond my control? What if... You see, the what-ifs of the world are the surest, fastest way to lock yourself up and to keep you from really experiencing that full and fulfilling joy, that peace, that harmony, that comfort, that solace that comes from simply being at one with yourself. There's good news, though. Those what-ifs, those thoughts, those negative thoughts, can be simply turned off. They can be turned down so low as to not even be noticeable. They can be turned down so far that you can't even pick up on them anymore. Because you see, the truth is, they just don't matter. And they don't matter for so many reasons. But let's go over just a few. You see, the first thing is that they don't matter because they haven't happened. If a thing hasn't happened, it doesn't matter that it may or that it might. Lots of things may or might, but normally speaking, the bad things, the worst things, the ones that we fear, don't. Generally speaking, things go along par for the course. Things go along and they go with the percentages. And the percentages are that just like the sun rose yesterday and the sun rose the day before, the sun rose today, the likelihood is it's going to rise tomorrow. And just like you were able to get from here to there yesterday, the likelihood is you're going to get from here to there again tomorrow. The likelihood is this wonderful concept called inertia, that things tend to not change, that an object in motion tends to stay in motion, an object at rest tends to stay at rest, that things tend to not change that dramatically. Can bad things happen? Of course they can. You know that. I know that. I'm not saying that they don't happen. But normally speaking, we already know what to expect. Normally speaking, we already know what a day's going to hold for us. Does that mean that some anomaly cannot happen? No. But the idea, the concept, the belief that we should sacrifice every hour of every day of every week and month and year, sacrificing ourselves and our lives and our joy and our time, it's precious. It's so precious. We're not going to get it back. We're not going to get it back tomorrow if we squander it today. We're not going to get it back in the future if we just let it go. Because we tend to continue just like that same inertia that keeps an emotion or keeps an object in motion or keeps an object at rest. That same inertia will tend to take place with us. And we will tend to continue to squander until and unless that we make a change. And today is the day in which you make that change. And today is the day in which you've made that decision that you are no longer going to allow some mere thought, some mere emotion, some possibility of some remote chance that something else is not going to go the way that you want it to. That somehow something is not going to be good, it's going to be bad. That chance is not allowed anymore to take away your day by day by day joy, peace, and enjoyment of life. The richness and fullness of life from this day forward is yours. You've made the decision. You've made the determination that you're not going to allow some mere thought, some whisper of a possibility to rob you anymore of that joy which you so deserve. To rob you of daily peace, to rob you and steal away your time, your precious, precious time, your time from your family, from friends, from experiences that you should be really enjoying and getting the most out of your life. You're no longer going to allow these things to take away your time, your life, anymore. Be completely succinct, today is the day in which you decide you're going to take back control of your life once and for all, period. You see, this is the day. Today, right here, right now, is your day for taking back control of your life, of your emotions, of your feelings, of your joy. And here's the way you're going to do it. First thing I want you to do is this. I want you to imagine that that voice in your head, that negative voice in your head, that it's a radio station. Imagine that it's a radio station. Because that's the way it's been acting all along. It's a radio station that just seems to be always on, it seems to be always going, it seems to be always telling you the stuff whether you want to hear it or not, right? It's a radio station. So imagine right now, you're sitting in front of the radio, and whatever is coming out is coming through the squawk box. It's coming out of the radio. But now become aware of this. You have the ability to simply turn the station. To choose to no longer listen to negative 101. Right? From this point forward, you can decide that you're going to begin listening to a better station, to a more upbeat station, the kind that has the information that you actually do want to hear, the truth. From this point forward, you're going to turn in to truth. 107.5. See, the truth statement, the truth station, is only going to tell you things that are true. The honest, the goodness, true. Right? It's going to tell you that it's sunny. Or if it's raining, it's going to tell you that it's raining. It doesn't affect whether or not it might be raining or it might be something. They don't give you that information. That's on the old station. See, the truth station is going to tell you that things are probably going to continue to go on just like they have been. Right? The days are going to continue to go on. No real surprises. Nothing really all that new. And that's going to be one of your new favorite stations. So you're also going to turn into another station. You put it on speed dial. On a little button that you can program. The other station you want to listen to is Hope. Hope 98.3. You see, the Hope station tells you also information that's also true. See, so these two stations go hand in hand. Because the reality is that there is hope for even more important, more impressive, and more better things to continue to happen your way. And the reason that that's true is because you continue to do good things. As you continue to work, and you continue to sow, and you continue to put good things out there, you can expect good things to come back. You can expect, you need to expect, you ought to expect, because you have every right to expect, that if you sow, you're going to reap. And if you put out the work, you're going to reap the rewards. That's the way it works. That's life. That's life in nature. That's life in the big city. That's just life. And so there's no reason to believe that you shouldn't have hope. Hope that you're going to have new clients, new customers. You're going to make new relationships. Hope that the day is going to remain sunny. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. Because rain has a purpose also. Right? The rain is here to wash away the dirt. The rain is here to nourish and feed and rejuvenate all of life, keeping it green, keeping it alive. And so there's a good time when every once in a while it should rain. It's not going to affect you, not negatively. It's actually just more hope, because the next day could be sunny. And so the Hope station is going to be another important station for you to begin to tune into. And these stations are the ones that you are now going to listen to more and more and more often. Because truth and hope are actually, factually stations that are going to give you relevant, true, honest information that you can use to make good decisions every day. So that you can use to enjoy the fulfillment of life that you're supposed to have. Now, I'll tell you something. There's another knob on that radio station, on that radio. This one is the volume. And should you ever get a commercial from the old station, right? You ever get that commercial that says, hey, you should come listen to us again? You have another ability. Simply turn it down. You can turn it down further and further and further until you can barely hear it anymore. You can turn it all the way down, in fact, until it's absolutely mute. Where that sound simply isn't allowed, isn't able, has no capacity to come through whatsoever. And so from this point forward, you have a great ability to take care of all that noise and the what-ifs. There's another opportunity. An alternative station. Name a station. Simply powered. Simply turn the thing off. See, if you don't like what you're hearing, and the Hope station seems to not be coming through very clear for whatever reason, or you're having a difficult time staying on the truth station as far as you come in and out, you certainly don't want the old station back ever again, you can just turn the thing off. See, you don't have to have the constant resurgence and pounding of data flowing through there. That noise doesn't have to be there. Because that data, that noise, it's not you. It's not who you are. It's just the noise that's going on in the background. And so you have the ability to any time that it makes sense to, simply turn it off. Turn it off and be done with it. That is your introduction course to the radio station of your mind. You're going to find that the more that you listen to it on the right stations, the more joy and fulfillment, satisfaction and contentedness that you're going to discover in your own life. You won't just see it in your life, you'll see it in the lives of those who are close to you. See it in the lives of the people that you work with. You'll see it even more in the lives of your family. Those people that are the closest to you are going to receive the greatest reward for it, because you will actually be back in control of your life once more, of your emotions, of your beliefs, from this day forward, from this moment on. You are now back in control of your thoughts. And by being back in control of your thoughts, you're back in control of your emotions. Never again allowing a what if to hold you back, because you know, you are capable, you are knowledgeable, you are experienced, and you have everything you need to enjoy to the absolute fullest the life that you have in front of you. So from this day on, you can remember that. You can remember that there's nothing for you to allow yourself to hold you back. There's nothing left for you. From this day forward, you'll never hold yourself back from enjoying life, from reaping the richest rewards, from feeling the deepest senses of contentment and satisfaction. Take a nice deep breath in. And relax deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. And even as you do, allow all of these truths to become locked into the conscious and unconscious parts of your mind. As you simply sink deeper and deeper, relaxed. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper, all the way down, and really let go, and really let go. That's good. Now, having reached in and brought forward the contentment, the satisfaction that you've deserved in your life, you're also going to notice, even be noticing it even now, a warmth or smile playing across your lips, a sense of joy that comes from those, from that satisfaction, from that feeling of contentment, of comfort, of satisfaction and well-being, a pure, comfortable, deeply peaceful and rewarding joy. It's there in everything you do. It's there when you awake, just before you go to sleep. It's there throughout your day, as you're talking with friends and family, or maybe as you're simply humming a tune on you heard on the radio. It's there with you at all times, that deep, satisfying sense of joy, of comfort, of peace and relaxation. It's there for you. It's yours from this moment forward. And even as that's become true, you'll notice that other, what used to be strong emotions, consistently strong emotions, maybe it's the things you had to deal with regularly in your life, have now become forward. They've become distant. They're no longer part of your everyday experience. They're actually alien. And you find that they simply don't affect you as much as they used to. If they affect you at all. It's not for as long. It's not for as intense of a feeling. It's just not there. Emotions. The negative ones. Things like self-doubt. Things like disbelief. Emotions like sadness or loneliness or fear or anger. They simply can't permeate. They simply can't penetrate. They simply can't overcome that deep sense of joy, satisfaction, contentment that you've now allowed yourself to feel. You now allowed yourself to experience constantly, consistently, strongly throughout your daily life. That feeling of inner strength, of inner joy, it brings forward confidence, strength, love, security, satisfaction. These are the emotions that are allowed to rule your normal everyday life. The ones that bring you pure, true joy. Joy of living, joy of life, joy of the lives of the people that you enjoy around you, joy, real joy, of just being you, right there, living your life, really living it, as full and confident and satisfied as anything that you can imagine. That's who you are, and that's what you're about. From this moment forward, you realize even further, even more, how important, how wonderful, how satisfying that is for you. Notice all those emotions, the old ones simply fade away, they dissipate into almost nothingness. In the face of true peace, contentment, and warm satisfaction. And even as all these truths lock themselves into your conscious and unconscious mind, you simply drift deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Deeper with each and every gentle breath. Where all of these wonderful truths are locked inside your conscious and unconscious mind. This day forward, this moment forward, nothing will ever be the same again. From this moment forward, your life is your own. You're back in control. From this moment forward, your truths, your life, your joy is your own. And you find it complete, and you find it satisfying, you find it fulfilling on a very deep and permanent level. Levels you weren't even aware of, or even were there, or were attainable, or reachable. Those levels, those wonderful, deep, permanent levels, is exactly where the sense of strong joy, satisfaction, and contentment come from. They spring from it daily. Daily. As you enjoy wonderful conversations with your loved ones. As you enjoy noticing the beauty of nature, flowers in bloom, warmth on a spring day, even the beauty of a deep winter has something special to it. So you begin to find the beauty, not because you're necessarily looking for it, but it's what you naturally tend towards, it's what you naturally look for, it's what you naturally begin to notice more and more is the true beauty in things, in situations that you find yourself in, and the world that you find yourself around, in nature, in simple conversations or simple pleasures, like a warm cup of coffee or a nice refreshing bottle of water. The simple things, you find them to be so so fulfilling, so wonderful, so enjoyable. From this moment forward, these are the things that tend to take your attention, that tend to grab your focus, that tend to pull you into them, is noticing the true beauty and harmony, peace and joy that is around you. Continuing to relax deeper and deeper now. Deeper and deeper. As you continue to relax, allowing your mind to grow still, calm, quiet, release deeper and deeper and deeper. Over the course of the next few days, you're going to notice a few things. You're going to be shocked and amazed at how well this is working for you. Much you appreciate the little things around you, how fulfilled and satisfied you are, and how much joy there really is in your life, on a level you may not have ever noticed, maybe not for a long time. Just before I bring you up, all those truths begin to take place for you. They're already taking place. Just before I bring you back up to the conscious state, before we emerge one last time, you realize how truly satisfied you feel after this session. How truly comfortable you feel right here, right now, from this moment forward. Just before all that begins to take place, something else you're going to notice over the course of the next few days. And it's simply this. It's the color red. That red, red, red. And each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days, all the suggestions that I've just given to you are going to become stronger and stronger as they're reinforced many times over again. Each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. So you won't have to look for it and try and keep it around. It'll simply be there, somehow brighter, somehow bolder, somehow crisper, clearer, cleaner than ever before. That red, red, red. And each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days, all the suggestions that I've just given to you are going to become reinforced, growing stronger and stronger and stronger many times over each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. You won't have to think about it or keep it on your mind, because it'll simply be there, somehow more eye-popping and eye-fetching and eye-catching than ever before, that red, red, red. And each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days, all the suggestions that I've just given to you, all the truths that have just been locked into your conscious and unconscious mind are going to be reinforced, growing stronger and stronger and stronger many times over again, each and every time you see the color red over the course of the next few days. And now in just a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and 5, eyes wide open, feeling fully alert, feeling refreshed, really rejuvenated, feeling fantastic and ready to go. But as I count you up, notice now, feel the truth of the statements that I've just given to you. You can actually feel the change has begun. The change has taken place. The change that we've talked about, that you've committed to, those changes are already there. You can feel, you can sense the difference. You'll be able to sense it even more as I count from 1 to 5. And at 5, eyes wide open, fully alert and feeling great. Starting now though at 1, just feel yourself coming up. Coming up, reattaching, allowing sensations to flow, to grow, to tend to wash over your entire body as you become reattached with yourself. Coming closer and closer to the surface, that's good. At 2, nice deep breath in. Sending oxygen-rich blood coursing through your veins, reinvigorating, revitalizing, rejuvenating, every tissue, every muscle, every fiber, every nerve of your body as it flows through your veins with that strong oxygen-rich blood coursing along, feeling wonderful, strong, rejuvenated, ready to go. And three, the eyes behind your eyelids, simply being washed over like through a nice mountain stream. So cool, so refreshing, so wonderful. And four, strong sense of well-being, wraps you over and over like a nice warm blanket, keeping you feeling wonderful, strong, confident, secure, inside and out. And on the next count, eyes wide open, feeling fully alert, rejuvenated, ready to go. Five.